necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruz. If you have a question for our guest this morning, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. In the studio for the first half of the show, Quinn Dale. I saw your show last night. You're a visiting comedian.
Yeah.
Brought up with Jerry and Glenner and company. And you nailed it. You were great.
Thanks.
You had great wit, great comedy, great act. You know, everyone enjoyed it. Everyone's laughing. You had great audience participation. You went into the audience, you know, and got on them a little bit. It was great. Fairbanks, where are you playing tonight?
We're at some theater. I don't know that.
Pioneer Park?
Yeah, one.
You're at the Barrel Building.
Okay.
Yeah,
the round building.
The Civic Center.
Okay.
It has multiple names, but it's the Barrel Building.
Sure. I heard it's a great venue. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and boy, anyway, got to see the second half of your show last night. They had some late stuff and enjoyed every moment of it.
Great.
But I could tell everyone else enjoyed it too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good crowd. I like people up here. So far they don't seem very easily offended, and that's very important for my kind of
show. You brought that up last night. You know, comedy, it's like comedians for generations. You stretch the boundaries for DEI.
Yeah.
And now DEI is taking over and saying you can't say that.
Don't get me started. You know, I have a lot of material about woke culture and just how ridiculous it's gotten.
And you were great last night. You take off your Pendleton and you got the no Biden sign on the front, and then you turn around, you got the no Trump sign on the back.
Yeah.
And everyone liked it.
Well, yeah, thanks. I mean, I try to bring everyone together with humor. You know what I mean? We're so divided.
Everyone was smiling. Everyone laughed. Everyone enjoyed themselves. So you accomplished that goal last night.
Cool. I'm glad. I'm going to try to do it again tonight.
Where did you come up from?
I spend most of my time in Vegas when I'm not on the road.
Okay.
And then I kind of bounce between Vegas and L.A. I was in L.A. for almost 20 years before I moved to Vegas during the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So
I got I teach real estate classes, and on the first day I start with my first ex-wife stories, you know, to tie them into real estate things. Second day it's the second ex-wife. Third day it's a third ex-wife. Fourth day it's a fourth ex-wife. So by the time I'm done, they think I'm just a horrible slut.
That's okay.
So your wife, ex-wife?
Ex-wife.
Okay.
Is Mexican.
Oh, God.
I got a lot of material about that.
Oh.
But you don't have those up here.
No. You saw last night.
Is it an ordinance or something?
No. Well, not yet. But
okay.
But you write it for me, and, you know.
Yeah, I talk a lot about it.
And it was funny when you brought up the Asians. They're in the kitchen.
Sure.
Oh, you're fantastic.
Well, hey, look, thank you. I try to cover everyone. I do make fun of everyone equally. I'm not like Don Rickles or anything.
But it was not hurtful.
Sure.
It was not hurtful.
Yeah, I try to make light of our differences.
Yeah.
And no one gets hurt.
And life experiences.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have plenty of that.
Yeah.
I have plenty of that. I was married to a Mexican girl for 18 years.
Yeah. It's funny how you bring events and you make, anyway, Fairbanks, you got to see him tonight. Simple as that. What time do you start?
I feel like I should know that too. I think 7 o'clock.
Hey, you're a typical rock star. You'll perform when you get there, and they'll tell you when to be there.
Yeah. Well, I think 7, yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. And we're doing a special thing tonight. The first 10 people get in before everyone else. So that's a little...
That's special.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
And I heard that Captain Spitzer of the State Troopers is going to be on tonight, too.
Yeah.
He's one of your warm-ups.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard he's funny.
You know, a 6'3" State Trooper with a sense of humor.
Yeah.
You appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting him. I have material about cops, too.
What made you go into comedy, stand-up?
You know, I've been a clown ever since I was a kid. I was the class clown, and, you know, I'd always planned to do it. And finally, when I was 21, I got drunk and did an open mic at in Tucson in front of a bunch of other drunk college kids, and I knew then that that's what I wanted to do. But it took me a long time to make a living from it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only been doing it professionally for, I don't know, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's like takes a long time. Well, for me anyway, to get, you know, good enough to actually earn a living from it. So, but I enjoy it. When it's good, and when it's bad, it's awful.
Last night you were good.
Thanks.
It was like you said, when it's good, last night you were good.
Thanks.
And everyone thought you were good.
Oh, cool.
And I enjoyed myself 30 minutes of just laughter. He's right. That's funnier than heck. Oh, my God. This is wonderful. Everyone's enjoying themselves. You know, you had great hosts there at the Spur with the two people who own it. And you were going after them a little bit, too.
Sure.
And their table. I mean, in a fun way.
Yeah.
In a fun way. So how does someone, you know, you got up. 21 years old in Tucson in a college town, first time, and he said, okay, this is what I want to do. Then what happened?
It went well the first time. That's a good question. So the first time it went well, and it was just terrible material, and, you know, I got away with it because they were also drunk college kids, and I'm like, oh, wow, I can do this. And then I did another show, and I had a bunch of my buddies in the back of the room forcing out laughter, and I remember I approached the booker. I was like, hey, so what do you think? Can I do? He goes, let's see how you do when your friends aren't there. And I did another show with none of my friends. It just bombed. So I had to go back to the drawing board and tighten it up and learn and tweak it and write. And it's still an ongoing process, you know.
Yeah.
We try new material, keep what works, throw out what doesn't. And, of course, certain material works in some places and not others. You know what I mean?
You said that last night, you know.
Yeah.
Your Hispanics, your African American groups, your cowboy crowd, you know, you play to the crowd.
I do. I talk to the crowd some, and but I do have to adjust it, you know. I mean, I've worked cruise ships where you got to be completely clean and politically correct.
Oh.
And now I don't have to do that anymore.
What cruise ship were you on?
Did Royal Caribbean, Carnival, and Norwegian.
Those are 6 months out, or?
No. There are some that do that, but okay. Most I ever went out for was 3 weeks.
Okay.
And even then, I was, like, just going nuts. I wanted to get off that ship. It was brutal. You feel isolated like you're off the planet. But it's not the ideal gig for a comedian if you really want to cut loose. Like you'll see me do tonight. I have no, you know, if you're easily offended, stay home.
But you weren't too offensive last night. You were fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? But you would be amazed, you know, when I play certain places like, you know, a lot of California, Portland, Seattle, DC. They can't take a joke. You know, they want to get offended. They're afraid to laugh at stuff. But I like coming up to places like this because people are just, you know, they're real and.
We love entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah. So these are good crowds.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. If you have a question for Mr.
Quinn Dale,
give us a call, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
You may have a very busy day planned today. I, on the other hand, have but one task, and I do it every day of the year. As your septic tank and your friend, please remember that while you're out doing your work, that I, your friend, your septic tank, am doing mine.
buried in your yard. Please have Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing pump me out once a year. It keeps me regular. I promise to last much longer and serve you much better.
Wintertime is always awesome at Ivory Jack's. Whether you ski up, arrive on dog sled, or snow machine, you're always welcome at Ivory Jack's with great weekend breakfasts with mimosas or their famous Bloody Marys. How about the perfect lunch or maybe a nice steak dinner? Swing out on the weekends to Ivory Jack's for live nightly entertainment, and there's always a game on the big screens. Plus free parking, always at Ivory Jack's. Whether it's your car, snow machine, or dog sled, Ivory Jack's in the heart of the beautiful Goldstream Valley.
With snow, cold temps, hanging trees, and more, it's been a busy winter for the crew at the Great Alaska Tree Company. They don't shut down because of cold and snow. And with the days getting longer, they're just getting busier. So if you find that winter has been tough on your trees, call Great Alaska Tree Company and get on the schedule now before those things leaf out in the spring. Great Alaska Tree Company can take care of it at a price you can afford. So do it now.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Yeah, we're totally still dropping trees all winter long. Give us a call, 978-47.
Stay informed of what's happening on the firearms scene today. Tune in to Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for news and conversation on guns, your Second Amendment rights, local events, and important legislation. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Rogers Auto Repair has been helping interior Alaskans care for their cars and trucks for 50 years from their same location near the airport on Dale Road. Listen in to Shooter's Corner every Thursday morning at 11, right here on KFAR Radio.
KFAR weather.
Chance for isolated rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 44. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation, changing to all snow. Tonight, lows dip down to around 20. Cloudy skies expected. 44 tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Quinn Dale in the studio with me, comedian, and also Rock Candy.
Yeah.
Came in the building.
I had to come in for the laughs.
So you've been chasing this gentleman around, watching his performances.
He's been chasing me.
Ooh,
I don't chase anybody.
He's a smart man.
I don't chase anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hilarious show last night I heard, though. I didn't get a chance to make it out there.
I really enjoyed it. You played your first night out at the beer location, North Pole?
Yes.
That's a happening spot out there.
It is a happening spot.
That was
out
great.
There.
That was great for a bar show. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Packed out. I can't believe people, you can pack it out on a Wednesday or Thursday up here. That's
oh, yeah,
impressive.
The North Pole Ale House. It'll, oh, yeah.
And you hit the night right because you hit it at like 30 above.
Yeah.
Versus 30 below.
Yeah.
And people, you know.
That's the difference. Yeah. If you would have hit this at 30 below, it might have been a.
Smaller performance venue.
Absolutely.
Are you ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Quinn Dale, and your name is?
Hey, it's Craig Compo, Dave.
Craig Compo, the other stand-up comedian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, I just want to let the listeners know, and this is no BS. I watched Quinn a couple years ago over at the Goldies, and I never buy the CD afterwards. I bought this one. I have it. He is literally the funniest guy I've seen come up to Fairbanks.
Oh, thanks, man.
My favorite comedian of all time is Anthony Jeselnik. I want to get him up here. I went and saw him in Seattle in December last year. But Quinn is a close number two.
Quinn, this is coming from the state prankster.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's legitimately the state prankster.
Oh.
This man has got so much
you
up his sleeve.
Jerk SOB.
We love Craig Compo.
What do you got? Are you going to see him tonight, Craig?
It was a great performance, and Eric Spitzer, I know, is going to do the lead-in tonight. So everybody, if you haven't got tickets, get your tickets for this one. It's going to be great. It really is.
Thank you for the phone call, buddy. You take care.
All right. You bet. Bye.
The fact that Captain Spitzer is getting up there before, that just puts the icing on the cake for me. He is so funny, too. He is just a funny, funny guy. So you're going to have two back-to-back hilarious comedians. That's going to be a great night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I want to meet this guy. I've heard a lot about him.
He's quite funny. You'd be surprised because like he's the captain of our troopers here in town. Yeah. And he's just this big tall guy, very stoic.
He can be very intimidating.
Yeah, very intimidating. Yeah, very stoic, very just straight faced. But man, is he funny.
You get through that facade.
Nicest guy ever and just funny as all get out.
What size of venues do you normally play at?
Probably the max would be 500 seats.
Okay.
You know, for clubs. Sometimes I'll do a theater that's bigger than that, but, you know, it's I'm just trying to adjust it to my draw, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a business plan.
Yeah.
Now, you're based out of Nevada, Vegas. So is it mainly, you know, the west side of the Mississippi that you play?
No, not at all. I go all over the place. I go wherever I can draw a crowd. I kind of stick to the bigger cities, you know? Like
Fairbanks, Alaska?
Yeah.
Well, this is the second biggest town in the state, you know, what the heck?
But, yeah, I'll try, like, you know, I hit, like, Phoenix, Denver, Houston, Chicago, Tampa, New York City, the major markets.
Management company booking stuff?
I have an agent that helps me out, so.
How long have you had him?
This guy's pretty new, but he's really good. I've been through different agents, and this guy's the best I've had yet, so it's going good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
How many days of the year are you on the road?
It just depends, you know. Like, I used to be out for, you know, more of the week, but now I can go in and just do Friday and Saturday. Sometimes I'll just do one show and go home. But in Vegas, when I play Vegas, it's usually 7 nights. Sometimes it's 2 shows every night. That's a lot.
Wow.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Where do you play in Vegas, or what?
Brad Garrett's Comedy Club at the MGM, the Laugh Factory at the Tropicana, which is about to be torn down, LA Comedy Club at the Strat, and the Cellar, Comedy Cellar at the Rio.
I've been there. It's a good place.
Yeah, it's a good club.
Yeah, good club there.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
What the hell? You know Vicky Barbalak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As an acquaintance, sure.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be a hard world, too, like being in Vegas as a comedian. I mean, how many comedians are that rhetorically, right? Like, it's, you know, and to be able to get up on stage 7 days a week there and just do that, that's pretty amazing.
You know, you have a great person to show you around Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Jerry. Oh, yeah.
And Glenn, too. I mean,
Glenn's pretty good, too, yeah.
But, you know, basically, when you come up here to perform, you're their personal guest, and you're treated like family.
Yeah.
And those other little special things that they do with you.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that they've got you, that they brought you into?
I haven't done a lot, but I went and had dinner at Glenner's house last time. That was fun.
I was gonna say before I was gonna say, has Maria cooked for you yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I don't remember what we had, but man, it was delicious. Probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no, Maria's a fantastic cook. Yeah. Oh, if you've ever had Maria's spaghetti, oh, I think it's better than Mom's spaghetti. Oh, I know. You're giving me that look. I'm sorry. It's not better than Mayor Pruz's spaghetti.
I feel better now.
Said better than Mom's, not better than David's.
Feel much better now. You're about ready to get your backside kicked out of here fast.
I have a question. So being a comedian, right, you know, it's you brush on all kinds of subjects. And I know that right now, like the political field right now. Insane. You and I had a great conversation yesterday. It was pretty legit, right? Very same style of thinking. Have you ever, like, gone into something and done just some off-the-wall joke? I don't know, a political one, maybe, you know, just a little off-color. Do you ever get, like, the, oh, my God, is this guy serious? Kind of like...
I've never had that, no? But I get people go, ooh, you know?
Oh, I can't believe he said that.
Yeah. What I get...
They put a lot of vowels together for that.
Yeah, exactly.
The biggest thing that I get is white people getting offended for other races.
Yeah, we do that a lot for some reason.
Yeah, it's... No offense to you because you're cool.
Yeah.
But it's... Always, the only people that get offended, and I don't get it much anymore, is white women. Yeah, they like to get offended.
You were going after them. You were going after them last night. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I can spot them. I know when it's going to happen. Like one time, Like one time, I did a show on a cruise ship, and after my show, this white girl was walking up to me. She goes, can I talk to you for a minute? And I'm like, nope. Nope. Have a good one.
No, see you later.
Nothing good's coming after that.
Yeah. He was good last night.
Yeah. Well, I just,
he found the right woman, potential Karen. Woke is good.
Why do you go to a comedy show, though, if you're not prepared to laugh and understand that they're probably going to offend you and you probably shouldn't go in there offended?
Because we live in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yeah, that's true. They were bored. Let's go be offended tonight.
Let's all go out to be offended.
Yeah, exactly. Like, stop it.
I still wonder what that is. I think what it is some people, it's virtue signaling. They like the attention, too.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look how important I am. Look how righteous I am. I'm a good person.
Yeah. Look at who I defended.
Yeah.
Instead of laughing, you're a butthead because you laughed.
And let me tell you something. Black people, for example, they don't need your help. If they're offended, they will let you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's never happened. I've never seen this after. This has never happened where after a show, some black person goes up to the white Karen and is like, hey, you know what? Thanks for that.
Yeah, right. Thank you for defending me.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the only thing, you know. But people are getting a little cool. Like,
we had one African American, Benjamin. Great guy, yeah. Realtor, good friend of mine. And he was calling out, what are you, the cowboy crowd? How are you feeling over there? And he's sitting with the owners.
It was cool. It was a cool guy.
It was great.
That's awesome.
It was great.
But did you notice, though? It's a phenomenon. But the white people, they were looking at him to make sure it's okay to laugh. That's what we do.
Yeah. Is he laughing? Is this good? Is this kosher?
Yeah.
I'll put him on the stage right next to me.
It was Benjamin, man. It was Benjamin.
Yeah.
Purposely intent. Yeah.
Like how you have like a translator when there's a deaf situation. You know, like. He was cool, man. I feel like he was here last time I was here.
Probably.
How could I have missed him? He is the only black person in Fairbanks, right? You would know this.
Well,
we have a population.
We have a good population.
That didn't sound good.
Actually, we have representation from every minority, no matter what your skin, color, creed, religion.
That's the
how you swing.
Yeah. We have everyone. I told you yesterday, we're a very purple town. Like, we have everybody here. Yeah. It's pretty great, actually.
He was saying that now women are voting up here. Is that?
It's true. We got out of the kitchen.
Maybe they'll vote for me one day.
Next thing you know, we're all going to have jobs.
Yeah.
You might want to be careful.
Isn't it true?
What?
Have you noticed? I think it's great. Women are doing all the same jobs as us now. Check this out. I was waiting to board a flight recently. And I noticed that the pilot was a female, which I thought was cool. I'd never seen a woman fly a plane.
Go ahead.
And, I mean, I didn't actually see her fly the plane because obviously I caught a different flight, but I just thought it was cool that you guys are doing so many things that we do now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I joking aside, right? No, it's very cool. And there's actually on TikTok and social media, there's this big influx of showing women pilots. And that's huge.
Yeah.
That is absolutely huge. There was a mother and daughter, actually, who flew about 2 months ago. And it was a huge, like, not only was it women pilots, it was a mother and a daughter who flew the flight and the route. And it was big headlines and very, very cool.
That is very cool.
I'm a real estate broker, and 80% of my
they're women.
Companions are women. And
we're good at selling things. We'll just leave that there.
Fairbanks, Rock Candy said that. We got about a minute left, sir. How do you want to end it?
Let's check me out. So this is the thing. People, they don't know. Go to YouTube if you're considering going to the show tonight. Maybe it's already sold out. I don't know. But go to YouTube and put my name in, and you can see what I do. Then you can decide if you think I'm what your cup of tea. So it's just Quinn Dale, Quinndale. Just go to YouTube, put my name in. You can see what I do.
Greatly appreciate it. You have a great afternoon. Enjoy yourself in Fairbanks, and we'll be back after Fox News, state news, commercials, weather, and we'll be back. Okay. God damn, you're killing me.
More More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Princess of Wales today says she's undergoing chemotherapy to treat cancer found after her surgery. She just made the announcement in a video message, undergoing major abdominal surgery in London. At the time, it was thought her condition was non-cancerous, but further tests did show signs of cancer present. The 42-year-old princess is now undergoing chemotherapy. The U.S. and Israel differ about how to handle the remaining Hamas fighters in Rafah. Secretary of State Antony Blinken talking after his meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel.
We share the goal of ensuring Israel's long-term security. As we've said, though, a major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it.
President Biden says he strongly opposes an Israeli operation in Rafah. Voice concern Israel does not have a plan to protect civilians in that area. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Former Anchorage Health Department Director Joe Grace has agreed to pay $30,000 to the Alaska Department of Veterans and Military Affairs after being accused of civil fraud. Alaska News Source reports a complaint issued in January of 2023 alleges that Grace was paid $94,783.69 over 203 days by the State Active Duty Service for a higher rate of compensation than he was entitled to for duty with the Alaska State Defense Force. The new court document settling his fraud case stated that had the defendant been truthful about his prior military service and prior rank at the time of his appointment to the ASDF, he would have been compensated at the E4 level for 203 days. This would have resulted in a total compensation of $33,207.60, a difference of $61,576.09 from what he was actually paid. According to new filings, Jurace has agreed to pay the money back within the next 120 days. He faced accusations of inflating his military service as well as academic achievements, and that led to questions about how he was able to be hired without a thorough vetting.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Hello, Fairbanks. This is John Scherzer with the Westmark Hotel and Conference Center. The Westmark is hosting Easter brunch on Sunday, March 31st, with seatings between 11 and 3. Come enjoy Easter brunch in our beautiful Northern Latitudes dining room. Buffet brunch will include deviled eggs, sliced fruit, yogurt, berries, pastries, carved ham, luscious salad bar, rolls, garden tomato soup, tender beef roast, chef's vegetables, roasted red potatoes, coffee, teas, soda, and juice. Finish your meal off with a visit to our decadent dessert bar. All that for $50 inclusive for adults and $25 inclusive for children. Ask about our mimosa and sangria specials. Brunch is by reservation only, so call today, 459-7739. We always sell out, so act now. That's 459-7739. That's Easter brunch at the Westmark Fairbanks Hotel and Conference Center. We at the Westmark look forward to celebrating Easter with you.
The new year starts with new resolutions and challenges. You can overcome one of those challenges by taking charge of your hearing health. That's right, this year you can resolve to hear better. If you haven't had your hearing tested in a while, take your next step in better hearing by reaching out to the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center and letting their doctors of audiology prescribe you that perfect set of hearing aids. 2024 will be the year that you hear your favorite music, the laughter of your children, and all the joy that hearing brings, all with the help of the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
We need cars. That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Quinn Dale in the studio with me here, and I have Rock Candy. Oh, excuse me, she's gone. Now she's going to be hot brown. She's going to be school board member, Melissa Burnett. So she's, you know, she's a... different faces, different places.
Yeah, there you go. Jack of all trades, master of none.
But you've spent a few days with him.
Yeah. So I drove him around yesterday, drove him back to his hotel, so, got to do a couple of interviews.
So in the midst of all your tribulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to have a little fun.
Doesn't that just suck?
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know you're referencing my quote in the paper. Like, here's the thing with that. So I do want to say, so, you know, there was the quote in the paper that came out today with all of our budget stuff. And so after I had said what I said, which I regret none of it. I mean, it's a rainbow unicorn of a budget. Like, what are we doing here?
You're giving him material.
Yeah, I am giving him absolute material. That's what I'm doing. And, you know, we grandstanded on PTR and we grandstanded on all these things that we ended up just going and doing anyway. But, like, we were in meetings till 1 o'clock in the morning for 3 days straight. And at the end, I was like, look, this budget sucks. And then afterwards, the president was all like, is this our board comments? Well, we can't go back to me so I can fix them, can we? Like, I guess this is. So
it's 1:30 in the morning.
It's 1:30 in the morning. I didn't even get a chance to, like, actually gather my full comprehensive, like, thought process behind what we were doing. And like, okay, there we go. So there's a quote in the paper.
So, Quinn, basically, you know, you brought up some presidential stuff last night, but now you got some school board stuff.
Yeah.
Material here.
Yeah.
Local flavor.
Read the headlines. That's all you need to do right now. It is absolutely insane. It's been a very tumultuous week, and we actually canceled our session on Monday because we're just like, you know what? We all just need to take a breather for a second and back away and just not go any further. We gotta.
But thank God for comedy.
Thank God for comedy.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I'm gonna be there tonight because I need a good laugh.
Yeah.
You know, I need to unwind, and laugh a little bit.
And
he's hilarious.
Yeah. Mr. Dale. He'll make you at ease.
Yeah.
And fun.
Yeah.
And smile and laugh.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, and that's all it is.
Yeah.
Well, like, so you brought up your YouTube, that you're on YouTube and stuff. I actually spent a few hours last night watching his videos on YouTube. And the very first one I stumbled across was a part one, some show you did. And it was absolutely hilarious because not only do you have the funny jokes, you've got all those, like, movements and the way you stare at the crowd.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think the facial expressions kill me more than the jokes kill me. Like,
sure.
And so you put that together, it's a double whammy
of
hilarity.
He works his facial expressions with what he's saying.
Yeah.
And you can see the shock, amazement, surprise.
Well, and then, you know, you call up the car, you're like, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then he goes, you know, you're obviously a Biden supporter. and then he said something like, you're willing to take that back now?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I can tell looking at someone.
Yeah.
Really.
You kind of can.
Yeah.
These days.
And there are certain obvious signs, you know.
Mm-hmm. When they have a Subaru hair.
He's giving me the review.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you've seen it. You can tell where someone's blue hair, yeah. Nose ring, you know, just sometimes just the clothes. You know, you can tell.
Yeah.
It's very obvious.
You know, what's funny is I actually, so.
Is that what you saw last night?
So mostly,
no, I wasn't even that, but I just could tell by her glasses she was a liberal
okay,
Democrat.
Yeah, okay.
I could just tell.
And sometimes it's not even that, right? You could just look at somebody and it's just, you know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
I've never been accused of being that.
Oh, the most obvious one, a mask.
Oh, yeah,
that is the most obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
As they drive the car, yeah, alone.
Yeah. And don't try to tell me they're an Uber driver.
I know.
That's not why.
I know. Yeah, funnier than heck. You know, when you see that, you're saying to yourself, you got to be kidding me. But they're not.
Yeah, no, especially when they're by themselves. That's the part that gets me. Like, I you know, it's you're by yourself, like. Who are you trying to protect?
Oh, my.
The ghost? Yeah. Is there a ghost? I don't know.
That fluoride in the water is working, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is.
That is PM2.5 in the air. Yeah.
The chemtrails.
Chemtrails.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know what's funny about that? They used to say that was a conspiracy, and they denied that. Tennessee just passed a bill to stop chemtrails, to stop strip spraying.
No, it's real. Yeah. It's absolutely real. And, It's hilarious, like, how a conspiracy theory is only, what, 3 months from being the truth?
Yeah.
You know, that's what they say these days. And it's, I always find conspiracy theorists hilarious and conspiracy theories hilarious until the last few years when, like, every single one of them has been, like, complete and utter fact. And I'm just like, oh, God.
I'm tired of people telling me I'm crazy, too. I mean, look at some of them. Let me ask you, this is my theory. my own theory. Who do you think took down the Twin Towers? Elvis. Okay, now hear me out. Hear me out. Look, come on. You can't see the...
Please continue. No one's shutting you down. We believe in diversity, equity, inclusion. Go ahead.
It's so obvious. Come on. He dies on a toilet in 1977. Not 30 years later, the Twin Towers go down.
There's a connection.
You can't. Come on.
Yeah. You know. He did write and sing the song "Hunk a Hunk of Burning Love."
Thank you. And I didn't even. It's just. It's so obvious. It's right in front of us.
Oh God.
She's not getting it.
She's laughing because
she's not getting it.
No, she's laughing because she's had this thought of it too.
Exactly. Yeah. It's totally Elvis.
I know.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, man. You don't play Elvis on the River.
I don't. No, a little old for me. I love Elvis. Don't get me wrong. Huge Elvis fan. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Heartbreak Hotel, one of my favorites.
Burning Love was a top song in 1972. Yeah. I don't hear that on the River.
No, I know. But you know what? I love me some Elvis. I will throw some Elvis on the River for you.
Are you saying this for the mayor?
This is for the mayor.
What did you do this morning?
I played Hotel California for you.
Why? You're such a dumb bird.
Why?
Yeah.
Because of a stripper in Anchorage.
Yeah.
And you were like, I told you the story off the air, yeah, you know, like a week ago. And you're like, you have got to play the song and tell the story.
Yeah. So tell the story.
So a long time ago, back in my younger days, when me and my husband were frisky and young and youthful, you know, it was his birthday and I took him to the strip club down Bush Company down in Anchorage. And we were up there at the stage. And
out to him, Hotel California.
And
on a dark desert highway.
Oh, yeah, with a butt piercing. And I never walked into another strip club.
A butt piercing?
Yeah. I'm not going to explain that further. Okay. You use your imagination there.
Well, I still don't get
it. You're giving him great material.
I'm giving you great material.
Okay.
I'm giving you great material right now. But yeah, she had a butt pierced. And I was just like, way to ruin a song for me.
Way to ruin a moment.
People are going to be like, oh my God, Rock Candy, what is wrong with you? Everything.
Hot Brown came out.
Hot Brown came out. I apologize. No, I don't.
Oh, man.
Never thought I would tell a story on KFR.
So she played Hotel California for me. It was one of my favorite songs.
Okay. I'll tell you the full story off the air.
Sure.
It's not for KFAR.
Okay. Well,
kind of a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. After what you went through the last three nights.
Yeah, that's true. But like where I'm about to head to, like I'm going to be so roasted now. You know they're listening. You know they are. And I'm going to get teased so hardcore. You did this, sir, and I'm going to blame you.
You walked right into it. You know, you are upper management.
I am upper management.
You got to act that way once in a while.
Oh, you know what? Sometimes. Never. That's why I'm upper management.
Yeah, she's going to, when you leave, you know how we're talking about sexual harassment, she's going to be beating the crap out of me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what happens off the air.
Sure.
He gets a full stern beating. I'm like, how dare you treat me that way?
Yeah.
It's all fun and games on the air. Well, we get off and I'm just like, ooh,
boom,
you're
back,
done.
Back to being Uber boss.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, behave yourself.
I've heard you guys had that dynamic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
I'm a slave driver with his North Korean equipment in his purple padded room.
Yeah.
That's so mistreated.
It's 76 above in this room.
It is hot as heck in here.
Yeah, and it's not even summer yet.
I know. I'm loving it, though. I'm loving the outside.
And is there any road construction this year you're going to make me go through again? Remember that last year? Remember what I had to go through? And when that earthquake hit, I was the only... You guys were out there playing in the hallway, screaming about an earthquake. I did not break.
Hang on. You would know if we have construction because you're in charge of some of that, and you need to fix the grading system here on 5th.
Let me put it to you this way. Do you want more road construction?
Yes, because I want this grading fixed so the rain goes away.
I'll send it through channels.
Yeah. Thank you for fixing the light, by the way, whoever you talk to doing that, because that timing was off massively here downtown. So thank you for that.
Well, I accept those kudos.
Yeah. Even though I know it wasn't you who fixed the timing, but I know you probably put the word in after I yelled at you a few times.
Yeah, you know, it gets interesting. Sometimes it's good to be in America because all of a sudden people have to listen to you.
But then sometimes it sucks to be the mayor because
there is that too. Everyone's calling up, you know.
Even us. We're like, hey, mayor, you got to go fix this.
Perry Wally's the worst.
He is.
He is
the absolute
worst. I love
that man, but he is the absolute worst sometimes.
Yeah, he wants so much for nothing.
Absolutely.
Supreme management.
He's a big kahuna.
Supreme management.
Yeah.
But on our show, doesn't matter your position.
No. You get ridiculed
all the
same.
Like you're the comedian, you go after it.
Exactly. That's what we do.
Exactly right. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to say goodbye to Melissa because she's got
to run.
She's got to go.
I'll see some of you at the Westmark.
Fairbanks will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Back in 1912, Samson Hardware advertised that they had the right goods, the right prices, and the right treatment. Many things have changed since then, but one thing still holds true. Samson Hardware still has the right goods, the right prices, and the right treatment. They have what you're looking for. From the tools you need to get projects done, to hard-to-find nuts, bolts, and washers, to plumbing and heating supplies, and more, Samson Hardware has it. Before you start a project, see your locally owned hardware store. Celebrating 120 years. Samson Hardware.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off China Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331 or online at MidnightSunATVTours.com.
Comfortable, friendly, professional, and yes, affordable. Those are just some of the words locals use to describe the service they receive from the folks at Affordable Dental Care. Let's face it, nobody loves going to the dentist, but the staff at Affordable Dental Care go above and beyond to make sure you and your entire family's dental experience is an easy one. Using the latest technology and procedures with your comfort and care in mind and at a price that your family can afford. That's Affordable Dental Care on 14th Avenue just off Airport Way. Affordable Dental Care.
If your wish is authentic Italian dishes, say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's, and nothing beats a homemade freak oven pizza. Say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's. A blend of old world and new world recipes, just like a mama used to make, a taste that's sure to please. Giraldo's Italian restaurant and pizzeria. Say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's.
KFAR weather.
Chance for isolated rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 44. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation changing to all snow. Tonight, lows around 20. Cloudy skies expected. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Perez in the studio with Quinn Dale. Goodness, we got one more session here, and then you're gone, but I want to thank you for coming up to Fairbanks and, just bringing joy, comedy, humor.
Thanks for having me. I love coming up here, actually.
How many times have you been up here now?
This is my third or fourth time. Actually, I was here like a year and 4 months ago, November of 22. And then before that, I've been a few years. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it's always been fun.
You ever been down to Anchorage?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I played someplace called Coots.
Chill Coot Charlie's.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a rockin' bar.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wasn't too rockin' when I was there, but it was...
Any fights break out?
No. Not that. We didn't have enough people for that.
Okay.
It was pretty slow. This is about 5 years ago. Yeah.
So how has your career gone? You know, are you starting to hit that stride, that zenith where, bam, good living, good venues, good management, knocking it out?
Well, that's all due to social media. That's been everything for me. It's been a game changer. Because, I'd done stuff before. I've been on a Tonight Show and Showtime, Comedy Central, but that didn't do much for me. But social media has just been amazing.
Yeah, I've had to shut my social media off. my Facebook got hacked.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, on Tuesday, and they started you know, texting all my friends for wanting money.
Oh,
and then by the time I realized it was hacked, you know, Facebook sent me the you know, is this real type thing, and I didn't see that until the morning.
That's happening a lot. I'm hearing.
Yeah, and so mm-hmm. my Facebook, it's in the, yesterday were. Text call. They're sending out information to all my Facebook friends, of asking if they wanted to buy a like a Honda Civic for $1,500.
Mm.
So it's become problematic. So my Facebook is shut down forever now.
Oh, forever! Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Can't get it back.
Oh, that's terrible. I hope that, man, I'm, you know what happened to me? I opened an Instagram years ago, but I didn't really use it. And then when I jumped in to use it, like. 2 years ago, it had been hacked by a teenage girl.
Oh, boy.
So I had to change my passwords. And so I was like, she had like 300 other teenage girl friends and was posting all this kind of stuff that teenage girls post. So I had to go in and delete everything and unfriend all those.
300 girls.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, social media, in your business, yeah, it's a game changer.
Yeah, it's everything. It's everything. YouTube and social media. Is everything. I'm going to get on Twitter pretty soon. I like Twitter because there's no censorship on there.
It's called X now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not on Twitter, X, no. Instagram.
Nothing?
Nope.
What are you on then?
I was on Facebook.
That was it?
I'm on KFAR Radio.
Okay. We're on that now, I understand.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's a pretty good. And for me, that's all I need. You know, I've got a radio program, and never thought growing up I'd have a radio program. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, I meet some of the finest people. Yourself, I got Rock Candy, you know, cussing me out, giving me direction. What the heck? I got, you know, a purple padded room that I could spend 4 hours a week in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just think of that. They throw you in a room with purple pads.
That's great.
Yeah. And what the heck? Where are some of your more enjoyable locations that you go to besides Fairbanks?
Well, you mean, what do you mean, like, as far as where I enjoy going
the crowds? The crowds.
Oh, easy to answer. Texas, love it.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, love it. Not so much like Miami, but like almost all of Florida is, the crowds are phenomenal, and Texas is like that too. Those are my two, God, I love those states. Phoenix is pretty good. But those two states, I mean, it's so good down there, I might move there.
Really?
Yeah, I love it down there, man. Like-minded people.
Yeah.
They're not easily offended. Everyone's cool. I like warm weather, you know. Yeah, those two places.
And how many weeks of the year do you get to spend in Nevada working?
I don't work there as much as I used to. But I used to work there a good, I don't know, 8 weeks a year, maybe 10 weeks a year, you know.
Okay.
But now I make more money just going out, you know, mm-hmm. going out on the road.
And when you start, you know, material is always coming in, coming out.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you change your material? On a daily basis, on a weekly, something worked here?
As I get new stuff that works, I kick out some old jokes, you know what I mean? So. It's tricky because people come out and they're like, hey, we want to hear this classic. But then there's people that I think they want new stuff. So I keep a good mix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not always trying. I'm always working in new stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It never ends.
It does never end. It does never end because as long as people keep coming out, I got to come up with new jokes.
Yeah, it seems like you take a lot of your materials from your daily life or your experiences.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, being married to a Mexican girl definitely was helpful.
For 18 years.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It was pretty rough. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty rough the whole entire time, you know. But
now, that's taking one for the team, 18 years of a rough marriage.
Yeah, it was rough, but I made it out unscathed. She didn't take any of my stuff. She's a good woman. We just didn't get along, you know.
Big family?
Huge family.
Fairbanks, I'm setting you up for tonight.
Oh, yeah, all the stereotypes.
No,
that's true.
Well, yeah, well, you brought
up
the family.
She was funny because she didn't like me talking about her family because it would, like, you know, her family perpetuated all the stereotypes, you know?
Yeah.
But that's just how they were, you know? It was great. It was a great wealth of material.
Built in.
Built in.
Did she ever come to your shows?
Yeah, she came more in the beginning, and then, you know, the second half of our marriage, she wouldn't come out as much because everyone would try to talk to her after the show and be like, "Is that true? Is that true?"
Yeah,
and bug her and stuff. And she didn't find me too funny after a while, you know.
You know, she's using you're using her family.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know,
but that's what you do. That's what a comedian does: himself, his family, his surroundings.
That's the least. I mean, it's funny because her family was pretty unique. You know, her dad was I don't know. But anyway, it was a lot of the stuff was so crazy with her family. I don't think people would even believe what I was talking about. So I keep it pretty surfacey, you know, pretty, mm-hmm. You know. But they're not bad. I had some good times with them, you know.
Okay. 18 years, what the heck? No kids?
No kids. I had a vasectomy when I was 27.
Took care of that issue?
Yeah. Yep, nip that in the bud. Kids aren't for me. Everyone thinks I'm crazy when I tell them I had a vasectomy when I was 27. Have you done that?
No.
Okay. Well, it's not for everyone, but best money I ever spent.
Hey. Or the best insurance policy you ever bought.
Right. Yeah, that and the laser eye surgery.
You've done that.
Have I done? No,
yeah.
I did that. Yeah, I did that 25 years ago.
Wow,
that's great. I got to have it retouched, redone though.
Yeah, I've not had any of those things. You know, so far so good. No appendages that have had replacement parts or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, what the heck? I'm very fortunate so far. You know, mentally sometimes I need a few boosts, but I'm good.
Sure. Sure.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
From Fairbanks, where do you go to?
Let me see. I'm flying back to Vegas, but then I believe I go to L.A. to do some shows. I'm going to Salt Lake City. Great place. That's a great place, too. I like people in Salt Lake City.
They have a good sense of humor. They're open to a good sense of humor.
Yeah, I like Mormons. They're good people, you know. They're not... Mm-hmm. They're not, my whole thing, you know, if they can take a joke, I like them.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Who besides uptight white Americans, who else can't take a joke?
Canadians. I don't like Canadian crowds, I'll be honest. I just don't like them. I'm going up there. I'm going to Toronto, and those will be my people. That's my crowd. But Canadians are worse than, you know.
Now, Fairbanks, in tonight's show, he's going to tell you he's going to profile people who can't take a joke. And last night was uptight white Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
African Americans are great.
It's a subset of white women. It's always white women, always. And you know, not all most white women are cool. It's just this for some reason the ones that get offended are always white women every single time.
Can't take a joke.
Nope. Yeah, just don't come out. You know, if you can't take a joke, don't come out.
Yeah, you're going to a comedy show.
Yeah.
What did you expect?
Yeah.
You know, you go to a hamburger place. What do you think you're going to get, you know?
I have that on my YouTube, too. I have footage of people getting offended if anyone wants to see it, because it has happened. So I caught it on film and I posted.
My God, if they're getting offended, they're going into their material, live material right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens, you know, but it's part of the game, and I enjoy it when it happens kind of now. It's fun to deal with.
Quinn, thank you very, very much for being on the show. Greatly appreciate it. Fairbanks, you got to see him. It's a great show. You'll enjoy it. It's at the Civic Center tonight, Pioneer Park, Alaska Land, 867, depending on what generation you're from. Get out there, enjoy it, because you'll be in for a treat. Sir, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Yep.